Hey there, I'm your good friend Casey, and you are listening to So Here's the Story podcast, where we tell good God stories. We get to look back at our lives and look at parts that maybe didn't look so good, but we realize in retrospect, not only were they good, but God was in it. So listen, grab something to drink, find a comfortable spot, and listen to So Here's the Story podcast. So welcome back to So Here's the Story podcast. I am Casey, your primary storyteller. And let's get into it, man. So I turned 35. Well, now it feels like a really long time ago. It was during the summer. And I was halfway asking God, but not really. You ever ask God for posterity's sake? Like, don't answer. Just want to throw this out here so I can say that I did ask you. So like my big 35 thing was like, okay, God, is there any part of my life that I have become attached to or that I have named personality that really doesn't serve me anymore? But like, it's just so here, like, let me know. Cause I feel at 35, like this is the last time I'm going to be able to change before I'm just an old lady who's myself. Right. So that was my prayer, but, and not that over 35 is old. Don't come over here. If you know my mama, she don't watch podcasts. So don't tell her I said that. Everybody relax. No, but seriously. So I was like 50% praying. and it was crazy because I was packing to go to Austin for my birthday. I try to do a trip every year. And so I was packing to go to Austin. And if you know me, you know it was the last minute. Y'all people that pack days early, weeks early, why? How? I have so many questions. I don't even know how I'm going to feel until at least within the 12-hour window of having to leave the house. So that is as soon as I can start packing is once I know my feelings. If anybody's into the Enneagram, I'm a 4. It's just feelings and feels. That's how I navigate this world. But so I'm packing to get ready for Austin, and I realize I need to wash clothes. So I unload my laundry basket, and it's on the floor, and I'm sorting out clothes. So I had like a pile of whites. A pile of colors. A mountain of black. It was at least 2 or 3 loads of black clothes. And I felt Holy Spirit like, do you see that? And I was like, as if he was over there. Like, what was that? The clothes? You gonna wash them? Wasn't the point. And so literally from the day before my birthday, maybe a couple days before, Holy Spirit started dealing with me about wearing black clothes. And I was like, first of all, it's not like a sin, right? Right? So I'm like looking in the Bible like, black clothes? No, I think I'm in the clear. But I'm like, why are you on me like this? Like, what is the problem, right? And literally one word, and it was why. Why don't you wear white? Why don't you wear lighter clothes? Why is it always black? And at first it was like, the girl answer, honey, slimming. Listen, quarantine, 73, whatever. I got it. Yeah, black, man. black is the answer, right? And yes, there is some truth to that. You know, everyone's trying to get into their fittest version of themselves. And black sometimes makes you feel a little more covered. But I realized that may have been like 6%. But a lot of it was like so deeply seated, and I had not really thought about it before, to be honest with you. Why is it that I want to cover up? Why is it that it's always something that'll sit me in the background, something that'll put me somewhere that no one will see or whatever? And a portion of it was, I don't like to be caught trying. I want you to see it once it's perfect, once it's done, once it is put together, once everything is as I desire it to be, and then I'll show it to you. And there is something about white that every mistake, every smear, every whatever shows up. And I had somehow rejected that color because I had rejected the idea of being caught trying. And that pattern wasn't just stuck on my clothes. And I would probably guess to say that probably it's in a lot of us, whether you wear all black all the time or not. We never want to get caught trying. We want to get caught succeeding. We want to get caught like, we want everyone to see whatever the final product is. But process and progress, we want to do it in the dark. And God was like, why would you think that all I care about is the end? And I was like, because that's what I care about. Because what do you like, that is really what the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me on. And like, what I really want to talk to you about, what is your relationship with process? What is your relationship with failure? And I, listen, in the land of social media, I don't even know how we're still making it, because everything is so curated and so like, yes, I want to have this contrast and this color and my tones are this and I only do this. And if you take a picture with like you and your mom, it's like, well, you know what? I don't know if that tone is going to match my feed, mom. So I'm going to just have to put you on my stories. Like, there's all of these things, right? And I mean, I'm being a little sarcastic, but I think that it is a thought process that a lot of us really walk through often. And for some of us, it may have gone beyond just being a thought process into almost a stronghold. Like, we cannot fathom showing somebody something that didn't work. We cannot fathom somebody seeing not the song that was great, but the 13 different scratches that we would never let anybody hear. But here's the truth. Like, perfect example, I'm working on my record right now. Songs are what, 6 minutes? Maybe 10 if they have a reprise or something like that. Like, songs are not long. So I'm putting in all of this effort, all of this time to present 6 minutes, a snapshot. But really, it was 5 years of fear before I even thought I was good enough to write. And then I've been writing the same song for the last 2 years. And then I was in the studio for a weekend. And but then all I want to show is the 6 minutes. Like, how many times does that show up in my life? I don't want to wear white because you may see that, you know, I had fries for lunch or the ketchup just attacked me. It wasn't my fault. It was the ketchup's fault, right? And so we don't want to show whatever the process is for what we're doing, because our relationship with failure is so skewed. Our relationship with trying is so skewed that we only want to show people when we succeed. But there is a benefit, there is a gift in people knowing that, hey, I didn't even write anything for it. I didn't start music as a profession until I was 30 years old. Like, I was like, I'm going to teach until Jesus takes me on out of here. But I only want to focus on the 6 minutes. So my question for you is, what is your 6 minutes? What's the thing you're most proud of? What's the most curated part of your life? What's the part of your life that you want people to see? Maybe it's on Instagram. Maybe it's on Spotify. Maybe you are a visual artist and it is this beautiful painting that you made. But then really, where are the 5 years? Where are the 10 years before that? Where's the first draft? Where's the second draft? Where's the third draft? And I want to challenge you that God is in that 5 years. God is in that first draft. God is in the crumpled up thing that you threw in the trash can. God is in everything outside of those 6 minutes. And so for me, what I've been trying to challenge myself to do is to, yes, share the 6 minutes. I am proud of it. Absolutely. Do I want you to hear the music? Do I want you to see the devotional? Do I want you to see the podcast after it's edited by the... Yeah. But you know what you should also know? That I was so scared for so long that the joy of some of the 6 minutes is that I did it at all. And if that's you, if you have been scared, if you have been unsure of yourself, if you have tried over and over and over again, and your 6 minutes is really try number 25, I actually would love to know that. And I believe that God would love for you to share that. That is the story, even more so than the ending. And I don't know what it is about. I mean, I do. Like, nobody wants to be seen. My mom used to say, seen with your pants down. Very inappropriate. But no one wants to be seen, like, not having it all together. But what story does that tell? It takes God right out of it. No room for change. No room for growth. No room for the Holy Spirit. It's just, you just woke up and you were perfect and amen. Like, no, bro. God is in those 10 years. God is in that 5 years. God is in that second try. God is in that third try. God is in the, I dropped out of school in 2001 and didn't re-enroll until 2012. He's in that too. Sometimes even more so than this 6 minutes. And so, man, I'm challenged by that. Like, listen, this podcast is, if this is not for the perfect people, this is not the place for the 6 minutes. This is the story of the 10 years. This is the story of the 5 years. This is the story of picking it up, putting it down, picking it up, putting it down, picking it up, putting it back down, picking it up, and eventually it sticks. And my heart breaks for those of us who have laid down a God story, who've laid down a God dream because we are afraid to be seen trying. My heart literally breaks for that. And I wonder, and you should wonder, how much have you contributed to other people being afraid to be seen trying in front of you? What space have you created around yourself that someone doesn't have to walk in perfect? They can walk in with an idea. They can walk in with a dream that they let down. They can walk in with a failure and they really feel okay. Because oftentimes the space that we create in our own hearts for ourselves is the same space that we create for others. If you don't forgive you, you can't forgive somebody else. If you're hard on yourself, you're probably hard on other people. And so that space that has no room for growth, that has no room for trying, oftentimes is not just from the inside out, but it's also from the outside in. And so here is your challenge. Number one, evaluate the space that you create around you. Can people try in front of you? Can people fail in front of you? Can people bring something to you that's not all the way put together? Can someone trust you with their process? Not the end. Not when it's all beautiful, not when it's ready to be put on a shelf and lights and all of those things. But can someone bring to you that sort of fragmented idea? And then secondly, internally, what is your relationship with failure? How bad is it? How easy is it to return from a fail? Do you bounce back from a fail? And I think sometimes the failure is not the thing. It's not the project. It's not the song. It's not whatever that final thing is. It's the posture of our hearts towards the idea of process. My failure is not trying, being nervous, scared, ashamed of what other people will think. Like, wasn't she doing that podcast a couple years ago? Wasn't she? Like, there's this weird thing, man. And it becomes this internal dialogue that's in our own head that we're telling ourselves, girl, didn't you say you were going to do this a couple years ago? Didn't you? And you hear it enough, it starts to come out of your mouth towards others. But this is not the place for 6 minutes. I want to hear your song. I want to know whatever book you've been writing. I want to know whatever dream you have, whether it feels like it's inherently creative or not. But I also want to know the story of that. And hear me when I say, and I know it because I'm sitting in it, God is in that story. There's even a verse in scripture that talks about that he rejoices in the start of a thing, even if it's a restart, even if it's the 10th start, even if it's the 13th start, that literally he rejoices when you pick it back up. So, man, I don't know what that thing is for you. Like, I don't even know when it is you'll be watching this or hearing this, but I want for you to know that it is okay to be caught trying. It's okay to be caught working at something, putting effort in something. It is okay to be caught failing. Because the truth is, we've all been there. We've all failed. And I wish there was someone that said, hey, man, listen, there should be like a failure awards. Like, here's this thing that did not work out. I just would like to share it with you. Maybe we'll start one. Just send me some stuff that did not work. Because the truth is that we are a part of the culture that creates this idea that you shouldn't be seen working on something. You shouldn't be seen not being good at something. How do you become good at something without doing the thing? You don't. And all of this trying to try on the back end or try in secret or try and all of this trying, man, and God is literally working through that. And what if people need to see the 5 years, the 2 years, the failures? More than they need to see the 6 minutes. I do. Forget people. I do. I love the 6 minutes, but I wish I knew more stories. I wish I heard more stories about people trying and failing. I wish that even when I started, I knew that maybe I'll restart it. Maybe this won't be the final draft. Maybe I'll get scared. Maybe I'll pivot. And that God is still in that story. So here's your encouragement, man. God is in every single chapter, every single page, every single word, every single pause of your story, if you let him. And I want to see you try. I want to see myself try. And thankfully and hopefully I won't be doing it wearing all black. So we'll see how it works. Man, I thank you. I thank you for kind of letting me speak into you this morning. I said this morning. This may not even be morning. It's just morning for me. I appreciate you letting me speak into your life. I think we should be selective about the voices that we allow to speak into where we are and into where we're going. And so I don't take it for granted that today you allowed that voice to be me. This is not, like I said, this is not the podcast for the 6 minutes. This is not the podcast for people who have it all together. I think God has burdened my heart with sharing these types of stories. And hopefully I can hear some of yours. So I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of So Here's the Story podcast. It's our prayer that something that was said reminds you of the good and the God in your own story. If you heard something that maybe you want to share with a friend, do share it. Share this story with everyone that you know, everyone that you love, especially those that can be impacted by hearing a good God story in their own life. In fact, we love to hear your story. So leave us a comment. If you're listening to this on Spotify or if you're listening to it on Anchor, you can even leave us a voicemail. And maybe on the next episode, we'll hear your story. Until then, please follow us so you'll know the next time we're posting the next episode of So Here's the Story podcast. See you soon.